What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton, and we have a great show today because we are going to be talking about a very fundamental aspect of the Jubilee Plan, and that is the sheriff's role. And for those running for office as sheriff, you're basically marketing what you would be doing on behalf of the people. Why should they vote for you? What are their benefits? What is your particular platform of ideas that will benefit the people? And I've developed a list of 15 reasons that a usury-free sheriff would advocate. And we'll be getting into that. And in the second hour, we have a guest from the National Ed the Fed initiative on September 22nd of this month. It's National End the Fed Day, and the organizer for that will be on. His name is Mike Heise. It's H-E-I-S-E. Hopeful that I pronounced that correctly. But we're going to be talking about different initiatives going on across the country at the various Federal Reserve offices, where they are gathering people to protest the Federal Reserve. And over and above that, at the Denver office, where I will be, I'll be talking more specifically something more comprehensive than just ending the Fed. And that's essential that we not only, as I often say, you can't change an existing system just by being against it. You have to create a new system which makes the old system irrelevant. That's by Buckminster Fuller. And fundamentally, most of the things that we complain about today about the Federal Reserve were still in existence prior to the Federal Reserve, meaning false flags, presidential assassinations, centralization of power, lack of money, the corruption of the politicians. All of those things existed prior to the Federal Reserve. There was still a 1% prior to the Federal Reserve. So we have to delve into that topic more deeply, and we will discuss those issues. And moreover, getting some more people out into the understanding of the corruption of the monetary system at a deeper level. So that's what we got going on today. We're moving slowly toward the completion of something that's new in my life, and that's music. Not that I was just responsible for the topics in the album The Jubilee by the Wandering Monks. So that is moving along to fruition, and we're going to be playing some of the music from that album here in the future weeks. And we will be right back and getting into the benefits, 15 benefits of a de jure sheriff.
Which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love...
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that they are the sovereigns, and we wish to challenge that assertion using organic and constitutional principles. And the basis for that is that the United States is a corporation established 1871, and then thereafter all the local municipal corporations that fell came from that, meaning the state of California is a subsidiary corporation along with the as opposed to the California Republic. The California Republic is a de jure government. It's an actual government. They are both fictitious entities, which means that they don't exist in the real world. You can, they're just pieces of paper, including the United States. It's a basis for statism. If a Martian came from outer space and he was looking for the United States, there's landmarks and those sorts of things, but there's nothing from space which would show you where the United States is. The borders are arbitrary delineations put in by, you know, the powers that be over various struggles, et cetera, et cetera. So the point is they replace the fictitious entity created by the people of government and replaced it with municipal corporations. Then they bankrupted those municipal corporations, namely in the 1930s, and all of the people's private property was pledged as collateral. Reason being is they were also subsidiary corporations of the U.S. corporation. So basically there is no private property at all in the United States except for that owned by the private users. The people do not own their own private property. So in order to modify this, it's essential that we change our thinking. And what we commonly are used to doing is a top-down solution, that we all give donations and give up our power to some central authority where supposedly the next benevolent king is going to do right by us, and it never happens because they aren't in charge. Alternatively, if we start at the bottom, we can have impact. And we can have huge impact once we network each of those local communities together. So the basis of everything is that we have a barter network. We introduce the local currency called Barter Strip, or Mountain Hours in this particular application, or in Clearwater, it's Clearwater Hours, or down in Denver, it's going to be Mile High Hours. From there, once we recruit enough individuals into that barter network, we should be able to sustain life, and that makes it a perfect barter network. And that self-sufficiency is something that all of us should regard pretty highly, because self-sufficiency is that's a necessary step in order to have self-government or freedom. You can't be free if you don't have the capacity to be self-sustaining and independent. So this is where the de jure sheriff comes to play. You basically have a fictitious entity called municipal corporations. In Summit County, for instance, there's a municipal corporation called Summit County. Prior to that, there was a de jure government called Summit County. That piece of paper has more sovereignty, or more has a higher jurisdiction than the corporate municipal county. So the reason being is that the creator created man, which exists in the physical world. Man is something that you can touch, flesh and blood human beings. They exist. The land exists. These are real things that exist. They're tangible. You can touch them. From there, man created government. That was a direct creation of the people. The government then created corporations. That entire structure has been flipped on its head, and now we're ruled by corporations. And basically, the individual human is trying to be eradicated just by conformity and groupthink, and the creator is trying to be eliminated as just some sort of science experiment or chance. ultimately, that doesn't matter that much. Ultimately, there is something or some power that created all of creation. It's tangible. It exists. You can lay your hands on it, just like human beings and animals, et cetera, et cetera. What we can't put our hands on is government or corporations. They do not exist. They are just fictitious entities. They are just pieces of paper. With that being said, the validity of that paperwork, it's much more closely held, and it serves the people. The closer and more distributed those pieces of paper are, the more decentralized they are, and the government has higher sovereignty than the corporation, just like the people have higher sovereignty than the government, because the people, in fact, the government cannot have powers which the people themselves do not have in any honest arrangement, meaning the people have no moral authority to initiate violence upon one another. Not to say that they don't do it in the real world, but there's no moral authority to do that. This is the basis for the non-aggression principle, is that I have no moral authority to initiate violence upon you. However, I can defend myself. if in that idea, I can initiate violence in the form of kidnapping. So I can't come to your place, grab you, kidnap you, and say, hey, you're doing wrong, and until you pay a fee or your family pays a fee, I'm not going to release you. I'm not permitted to do that. So therefore, I cannot subcontract that right to a third party because I never had that power myself. That is what the sovereign argument is all about, and it just stands to reason. If I never had that power myself, how can I possibly give that power to a third party? And then with that's the government, and then a fourth party is a corporation. So we have everything completely upside down, and that's why the sovereignty issue is so important to understand, is that as sovereigns, we're sentient humans. And then it's not even our physical selves, which are the highest manifestations of us. It's our spiritual, self, which is our highest manifestation. And that should be our goal anyway, is that we create the better angels of ourselves. We all have the ego and the id, and it's important for us not to feed our inner wolf, so that we become perpetual victims, or we don't take responsibility, that we are perpetually blaming the Federal Reserve for all the problems, rather than a higher calling is for us to create and be responsible. If we're free, we're responsible, and it's responsible to us to create a system which makes that system irrelevant, that the people will willingly utilize rather than the corrupt Federal Reserve. That's just one example. So in order to initiate that, we have to create systems, and that's what this show is all about, is creating those systems. And one of them is, of course, the local currency. Second is creating a system where that system can be copied and other communities can utilize and have its benefits, developing systems to measure the progress, developing systems to elevate businesses that are participating in the solution. So that's all it is innovation, creating and more creating. And the ultimate goal is, okay, so what are the benefits of all this? Why should people participate? And that's the topic that we're going to get into here, is the benefits of having a sheriff who's hired by that local currency. He's going to run on a platform. And as at the end of the Fed rally, I was thinking about basically doing a speech as if, which I am, I'm running for sheriff, not, you know, maybe for Summit County. But I would like to run for sheriff. That's going to be a very pivotal role. And what are the benefits? What you know, why should you elect me for the du jour sheriff rather than some other guy? And again, I'm not even talking about the corporate sheriff of a particular county. I'm talking about the du jour sheriff. It's possible nobody else will be running. Hopefully there will be other people running, but it's essential that they understand the what the du jour government and what the benefits are, because the benefits will delineate how educated they are with respect to contract, the fraud of usury, etc., etc. We'll be right back.
nuclear water full of chemicals, leaked all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic. War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaked all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace.
Yo.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banksters.
And to protect the people against the Wall Street banksters, we are developing systems which offer them abundance and offer them peace of mind by creating abundance locally, by creating self-sufficiency and independence. And the closer the monetary power is to the people, the more self-governing they will be. We are focused now on the du jour sheriff, and there's a good book put out by Sheriff Richard Mack. It's called The Constitutional Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And that gets into the concept that the sheriff is the highest law authority in a local county. And that's why ideally the currencies should be broken down as local as possible and county for county. Although it's not absolutely necessary, we can have a regional currency and then have the the du jour county sheriff get paid in that local currency, because it's still a local currency that's not based upon usury and debt. So as long as the sheriff is honoring their oath, and there's a couple additional caveats to that. We want to make sure that it's more than just honoring their oath, because what they're basically doing is they're honoring an oath, basically saying that they're swearing to protect natural rights, which they are. The problem is that it's not government who comes in and takes those natural rights. It's the private user. So they basically make the government changes it, number one, to a corporation, and then bankrupts that corporation with private usury based on gold, silver, paper, or digits. It doesn't matter. And then once that sovereignty is lost, the debt holders are the ones that actually make the decisions. And then they put the politicians in the front in order to give the illusion that the people have self-government. So it's important that we break that down, and by removing the power of usury, we will be able to achieve that. So here we go. 15 benefits of the du jour sheriff paid with organic money. In other words, organic security for the people against private usury-financed tyranny. Note, 3% representation in the population should be the benchmark. That number is often used with, where you have a tipping point in a society, that if there's a new idea introduced to a society, and once 3% of the people adopt it, it's just a matter of time until it becomes generally agreed upon in the wider society. All right. The oath must honor natural rights as they do, swear to protect them. Also, the non-aggression principle, because right now the Constitution is permitting, or it's at least it's not protecting the people from those who initiate violence. So I would add an extra level of commitment in there, is that the sheriff supports the non-aggression principle, that he will not allow anyone in his community to be victimized by those initiating violence in the form of income taxes or property taxes. Foreclosure is theft through the color of law, so it's theft. They're initiating violence based upon a fraudulent contract. So these are the basis, the fundamental values. Honor and swear to protect natural rights, the non-aggression principle, and protect the people from usury-based contract, which is theft through color of law. Here we go. Number one, no kidnapping for non-crimes. Only flesh and blood victims can be the basis for a capital crime. That should make sense. And that will, just think of what's going on right now in society relative to that. And then, by the way, those who are imprisoned for non-crimes or victimless crimes, they would be released. All prisoners released for victimless crimes. I'm filling some of this in. I wrote this over a few times over the weekend. So that's the more updated version. And the sheriff has the capacity to fulfill these things. The sheriff is the highest law authority. So it's actually his obligation. If someone is being kidnapped in his county and for regardless of the reason, like even if the person who's doing the kidnapping has a badge on, the sheriff still has an obligation to protect the people from those people with the uniforms and badges on, the fake vestiges. So that is the underlying sin. The sheriff should have love for the loveless. God, shine your light down here. Shine on the love, love of the
loveless.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer. Indeed, it is not to live in pain and fear. It is to develop systems for our brothers and sisters to have peace of mind and create a future where our tomorrows are better than our yesterdays. And, you know, if you're listening to the dominant media or even the majority of the patriot media, they are fear-mongering, and leading you to false solutions, such as the phony political solution. You can pick your puppet. Because ultimately, they are not the sovereigns. Just Alan Greenspan indicates in the audio that I play over and over. So if the plan is now that we are going to move on from, you know, Ron Paul or Mitt Romney or Barack Obama, and now we're going to go to Gary Johnson or whoever or Jill Stein or whatever, it doesn't matter. The politicians are not in charge. Repeat, the politicians are not in charge of any corporation, if McDonald's goes bankrupt, the president of McDonald's is not in charge. The creditor of that bankruptcy is the sovereign. The buck stops there. So we are developing systems which are workarounds. It's basically reasserting natural order. The natural order is that the people, that God or the creator created the people created governments. Well, that's where the first flaw is, that we need to reconstitute the government so that the people have representation. And the only way the people will then even have representation is if they create the money for themselves, where some third party isn't stealing it from them and then charging them interest, creating it as a debt and then charging them interest. This is a very fundamental reform, a very fundamental evolution. And once this is implemented, it will massively change the power scheme. We will literally flip pyramids. So we are listing the different benefits. The first one is no kidnapping for non-crimes. Only flesh and blood victims can be the basis for a capital crime. All prisoners should be released for victimless crimes. Number two, interest REBA or usury-based debt contracts are void. Repeat, interest REBA usury-based debt contracts are void. So that means the contract that you have for a mortgage, your credit cards, your car loan, your student loan, all of those are based upon a debt with interest, and that contract is void. It never existed because it was, from day one, it was impossible for all of the borrowers to pay their debt. Any contract based upon a fraud never existed. So now we can have a debate upon how we are going to replace those contracts, or if we're going to replace them at all. Effectively, what would happen is if we did not replace them at all, is the sheriff is the one who would enforce a foreclosure or a repossession. If the sheriff refuses to do that, then there'd be no foreclosure. By default, the people would then own it. The only remedy at that point the private users would have is that they could give you a bad credit report. They can, put in a give you a bad report on your debt contract. You know what I mean? It's your rating within the Babylonian system. Are you a good debt slave? And it's in a system that it's impossible for everyone to have abundance. It's impossible. The reason being is because not everybody will be able to fulfill their contract. So the entire thing is based upon a fraud. So the entire credit reporting system is based upon a fraud. So in our system, we're going to reissue and basically have brand new credit contracts. We're going to start from scratch. Because effectively, the people who can most effectively pay their debts in this existing Babylonian system, they're the ones that are responsible for enslaving us the most, meaning athletes, entertainers, and politicians. They're the ones that are most highly compensated in the Babylonian system. We're going to make a different system where the hours credits reward those who elevate us the most and protect us the most from the private usurers who are the sovereigns currently. So there's two ways that we can go with those contracts. Is we just flat say, they're void, and they are void. That is following the letter of the law. Like those contracts are void. They did not exist. So now it's a question of basically when the home is in your name. It just has a lien on it. The car is in your name. It just has a lien on it. And that, even that device isn't perfect because you're still owning it with a deed rather than a land patent. That actually should be another level. We're at 16 reasons. change all ownership to land patents rather than deeds or titles, which that is land patents and manufacturers. Certificate of ownership, origin actually, manufacturer certificate of origin. So this gets down to sovereign processes, a loidal title, and so there's true title. There's a phrase that basically the power, you know, when you in order to have the power to tax, you have to own it. So the entities which tax our land and our cars with titles and all these sorts of things, they actually own it. And then they rent it back to us. And the reason and the means by which that they're able to own these with their faulty paperwork is that they bankrupted the planet, all of the people, through the mathematic fraud of usury. It was inevitable. We are going to reclaim these deeds because basically they seized these properties through theft through color of law. So that is going to be reversed. So the other way that we can manage these contracts is we could dissolve them and then reissue them if we wanted to. Because effectively, if you have one person, let's say they got their house yesterday and they haven't even made their first payment. Let's say they made their first payment, and the first payment's entirely interest anyway. And you have another individual who's been paying for 10 years. They've made 10 years of payments on that, so it's 10 times 12, 120 payments. Let's just figure it $1,000 a piece, just for fun. Now, by dissolving the contract, period, you're basically upholding the law, and that was my view on it. The contract is void. Whatever consequences that flow from there, that is on the usurer for basically creating the contract in the first place. They should have recognized, and they do, that, you know, that whole thing. And by the way, they didn't risk anything anyway because they just invented the money. So that's one. Alternatively, if you wanted to, you can basically credit the 10 years of payments entirely toward principal. So that is a possible remedy if you wanted to create a new contract and replace that. I don't think it's really necessary. Ultimately, the people that did this, effectively by doing that, there's going to be individuals who have investments that are based upon those contracts. So perhaps there's an argument to make upon that. But if the basis for their contract is fraudulent, everything that originates from that fraud, we have to handle that in some other manner. So that was my view on it. So if people could come forward, like let's say, for instance, there's a retirement plan of pensioners who the basis for their investment for retirement is upon a bundle of mortgages, all of which are based upon usury. So it's a fraud based investment, essentially. So when you remove the fraud, the basis for the whole thing, those people would be at a loss. Well, what we could do is basically reimburse them for their loss with hours credits. So that would be one particular remedy. Like I said, we can just allow those contracts to be paid back with principal-only payments. which would have, you know, effectively in that basis, the investors would get their principal back. And that's that would be the basis. They wouldn't, you know, get any you know, additional income, nor that should they, because the whole thing was based upon a fraud. So that's something to investigate. Number three, income and property taxes are based upon interest, usury, and REBA fraud, therefore not valid. Additionally, they violate the non-aggression principle. Therefore, they will not be enforced. The sheriff shall not enforce the liens that Mammon uses to confiscate assets through theft through color of law. Number four, as victimless crimes. Now, again, these are benefits. That was almost kind of like a feature. But owning your property, free and clear, that's a benefit. Having peace of mind that you no longer have to pay to live, effectively, just imagine the peace of mind that you would have. That should be the number one thing. Peace of mind that your shelter and transportation are owned free and clear. Who wouldn't want that? I mean, real, like, that's just fun to say. Having your shelter and transportation owned free and clear. That's even more, because then you're not even paying for the title on it, because that's effectively rent, and you're not paying the property tax, which is also rent. You own it with clear, alloidal title, original title. So now you can begin to focus on your human artistry. And in addition to that, when you do earn money, it won't be based upon the violence, or wouldn't be subject to the violence and coercion of income tax. We would basically fund our projects with creating new hours credits, just like Lincoln did effectively by creating greenbacks. Whatever the community values, including health or public works or taking care of the poor, we can create new credits to take care of those things. All right, so benefits. Number four, as victimless crimes are not enforced, our community should seek immediately to be self-sufficient via the cultivation of industrial hemp and medical marijuana. Businesses can begin immediately to reliably set up industry without harassment by the DEA. Five, doctors may practice holistic medicine, where they actually cure things, without being threatened by the FDA or the I can't think of the particular cartel for the doctors right now. Six, farmers may produce raw milk without interference from the FDA. Number seven, natural rights delineated in the Bill of Rights will be sovereign and immutable, just like they are written in the paper to begin with, but the reason why they get subverted is because of usury. As usury is abolished for the fraud that it is, the people are no longer to pay for any portion of the national debt. Birth certificates shall be reissued so that they are on behalf of the people. Nine, the people are respected as flesh and blood sovereigns under natural law. Corporate statutes and fictions will no longer be the basis for control through deception. Number 10, credit reports shall be wiped clean to begin commerce anew in a usury-free monetary system. Clean credit for all. All within a system where there'll be far more money than debt. 11, elections shall be held with trackable, recountable, transparent processes. 12, the grand jury process shall be initiated along with education about jury nullification. 13, all comprehensive annual financial reports will be made very public, then the proceeds will be used for public purposes. 14. The sheriff takes a serious role in investigating counterfeiting of organic money systems. The sheriff protects the people against counterfeiting from outside entities. One. Two, the sheriff protects the people from internal counterfeiting or overproduction. The sheriff has the role of initiating forensic outside auditors to do monthly accounting of currency to ensure that is all created within the guidelines created by the currency cooperative. So the sheriff isn't saying how you're going to create the currency. Basically, we set up the rules. The currency cooperative sets the rules up, and then the forensic auditor comes in as a third-party auditor to make sure that we're producing the currency within those guidelines. So it's not setting the law, just making sure that the rules are being withheld or upheld, excuse me. And then the sheriff investigates charges of mismanagement. How's that for local, a local organic solution to the most important issues of today? And I've got three more. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Revolution,
love,
yeah,
peace,
yeah. revolution.
Love, peace, revolution. It's on, and we are working on it diligently. All weekend long, I work on this. When I get off the radio, I'm going to continue doing this. The next thing I'm working on is basically creating the paperwork for bringing new local currency franchises on to make sure that they're qualified and committed, and developing a system that serves both the implementer and the, you know, the prospect. That's all this is, where you have conversations. What do you, you know, what would you like? Speak to your customer and then make sure that we fulfill all of those commitments and create the best and most elegant system possible. Innovation, innovation, innovation. We are on number 15. Talking about benefits for the de jure sheriff. All property and assets acquired through theft through color law shall be repatriated to the people. Example, all the people's private property from the 1933 bankruptcy or similar usury fraud-based scams. So that means all that gold is back to the people, along with all of their titles. Therefore, that applies to this next, number 16, change all ownership paperwork to benefit the people, to land patents and manufacturer certificates of origin rather than deeds or titles. And number 17, benefit. This is the grand idea, is that your shelter and transportation are owned free and clear. And with that, you have peace of mind. So it's your shelter and transportation and labor. I gotta add that. I'm gonna need the producer to comment on some of these things. So if there's things that I'm missing, like what more would you want in your life? Like literally, so you're doing what you do for work, you do what you love, you own that labor, and then from there you can trade without any third parties intervening and taking a cut of it, because whatever they need to have funded, whatever that third party wants for funding, whether it's a local government or a larger government, that you know, basically the benefits that they intend to give us are on a national or a local scale, we can fund those things just by birthing new low organic currency. That's a better solution. Because the power to tax is the power to destroy. So if you want to have sales tax, you're destroying sales. If you want to have income tax, you're destroying income. So rather than having taxes in that sort of, or basically rather than funding those projects in that manner, we can fund projects in a more innovated way. Create credits, new credits. So that's something that the local currency system will, the currency cooperative, it would be incumbent upon them to make sure that, you know, if the roads need to be plowed, if the lawn at our public buildings needs to be mowed, we need to take pine beetle trees that have been killed by pine beetles down, we can birth new credits into the system and let that currency flow rather than, because either way we're going to birth that money. Right now we're just birthing it as a debt of interest, which is destructive. We will be right back with Mike Hyde and the